Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, EU Commissioner Magnus Brunner has said that Ireland is very well placed to adopt the Migration and Asylum Pact and described the City West Accommodation Centre for International Protection Applicants as an example of best practice. He was speaking in Dublin after visiting City West, holding meetings with Senior Gardaí as well as talking to Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan. It comes as changes to our own immigration system are expected to be brought to Cabinet by the Minister later this week. For more on this now, we're joined by Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent. Paul, the Commissioner said he believes the legislation will reduce the number of people entering the EU.
Yes, and what he's talking about there is that there's going to be streamlined procedures for people coming to the Union, sort of at borders, that there's going to be increased checks, and ultimately the result of that is a reduction in the numbers. That's all part of the EU Migration and Asylum Pact. It's due to come online in June, and effectively what the Commissioner was doing was checking out Ireland to see today, to see how we were doing in that regard.
And as I said there, we're expecting changes to our own immigration policies at Cabinet, after Cabinet this week. What is Jim O'Callaghan going to bring to Cabinet?
Well, Jim O'Callaghan was saying himself that he won't tell us what exactly he's bringing, because Cabinet is happening on Wednesday and he wants to talk to his fellow ministers first before he does that. It would be discourtesy otherwise. But as happens in Leinster House, we have a bit of an idea about what he's planning on doing. And it seems to be that he's going to bring three proposals. The first relates to people who are granted refugee status here in this state. Currently, they have to wait 3 years before they can be naturalised. In other words, apply for full citizenship. Minister Callan's proposals would increase that to 5 years. So the delay is jumping from 3 to 5 years. The second relates to family reunifications. And it seems, once again, that the definition of what is a family is going to be tightened. And that means fewer people will be coming to this country under that headline. But we obviously don't have the documentation, so we're not quite sure how that's going to work. And the third element of it was confirmed by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin yesterday, and that is that certain types of welfare payments, which are paid to people who are seeking Irish citizenship, will be taken into consideration as part of the application process. And he indicated that those seeking citizenship could be prevented from doing so if they received certain welfare payments over a specific period. Once again, we just have, Katie, sort of an idea of what it is. What we don't have is the actual facts.
OK, but we will be watching that space with great interest and expecting quite a big reaction from the opposition to many of those moves.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there is a fundamental difference between the government, which is adopting an incremental approach, and the opposition, who are looking for things quite radically different. Take, for example, today, Sinn Féin said this EU pact, we shouldn't have signed up to it at all. Instead, what we should be seeking to do is to have a special agreement, a bilateral agreement between Dublin and London to deal with the common travel area, so that if there's people in the UK who are coming to Ireland to try and apply for asylum, that they could be repatriated back to the UK, they could deal with them there much faster. Jim O'Callaghan coming out today and saying under no circumstances, he says it just isn't required to have such a joint agreement. He says the good relations between Dublin and London now mean that they're able to anticipate what each country is going to do, and therefore they're able to get the result without having to do so. So you can see already today the disagreement that's going to roll into Wednesday.
Indeed. Okay, many thanks for that. That's Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent there.